Chetudarpana Marjanam Bhavamahada Bhagni Nirvapanam.
Chetudarpana Marjanam Bhavamahada Bhagni Nirvapanam.
Sreya Kairava Chandika Vitranam Vidyavadhu Jivanam.
Sreya Kairava Chandika Vitranam Vidyavadhu Jivanam.
Anandam Buddhi Vadanam Pratipadam Bhunam Mittasvadanam.
Anandam Buddhi Vadanam Pratipadam Bhunam Mittasvadanam.
Sarvatmasnapanam Puram Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam.
Sarvatmasnapanam Puram Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam.
Nam Nam Makari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shaktis.
Nam Nam Kari Bhakta Nija Sarva Shaktis.
Tatrarpita Niyamita Smaranena Kalaha.
Tatrarpita Niyamita Smaranena Kalaha.
Etadrishita Vakipa Bhagavan Mamapi.
Etadrishita Vakipa Bhagavan Mamapi.
Durdaiva Middishamiha Janina Anuraga.
Durdaiva Middishamiha Janina Anuraga.
Nadapi
Sunichena. Nadapi
Sunichena. Taroriva Suvishnuna.
Taroriva Suvishnuna.
Manina Manadena.
Manina Manadena.
Kirtaniyat Sada Harihi.
Kirtaniyat Sada Harihi.
Nadanam Najanam Nasundarim.
Nadanam Najanam Nasundarim.
Kavitam Vajagadisha Kamaye.
Kavitam Vajagadisha Kamaye.
Mamma Janmani Janmanishvare.
Mamma Janmani Janmanishvare.
Bhavata Bhakti Rahituki Tvai.
Bhavata Bhakti Rahituki Tvai.
Ainanda Tanu Jakingaram.
Ainanda Tanu Jakingaram.
Kvatitam Mam Vishame Bhavam Buddhau.
Kvatitam Mam Vishame Bhavam Buddhau.
Kripaya tava pada pankaja.
Kripaya tava pada pankaja.
Sthita duli sadrisham vichintaya.
Sthita duli sadrisham vichintaya.
Nayanam jalada sudaraya.
Nayanam jalada sudaraya.
Vadanam gadgara rudraya gira.
Vadanam gadgara rudraya gira.
Kulakaira nichitam vapukada.
Kulakaira nichitam vapukada.
Tavanam grahne bhavishyati.
Tavanam grahne bhavishyati.
Gaitam nimishena.
Gaitam nimishena.
Chakshusha pravrishayitam.
Chakshusha pravrishayitam.
Shunyaitam jagat sarvam.
Shunyaitam jagat sarvam.
Govinda virahe name.
Govinda virahe name.
Aslishyava pararatam vinashtumam.
Aslishyava pararatam vinashtumam.
Adarsanam marmahatam karottuva.
Adarsanam marmahatam karottuva.
Yatta tata va virda tulam pato.
Yatta tata va virda tulam pato.
Mat prana natastu sa eva na puraha.
Mat prana natastu sa eva na puraha.
Okay, so now we're going to go to number 7, where we now go from sadhana bhakti to bhava, actually prema bhakti. Vipralamba prema. Prema in feelings of separation. It's very significant that comes first, as we shall see. Before Sambhoga meeting. So, this fairly simple verse, Yugaitam Dimishena. I can't figure out why Prabhupada originally said 12 years or more, but like a yuga, like a yuga, like a great millennium, a yuga. Dimishena. A moment. But the meaning of nimisha means the blink of an eye, which I think is nice to remember what an eye blink is like a yuga. Passes like a yuga. One moment passes like a yuga. Time slows to a crawl, or slower. I blink because chakshusha, my eyes, the eyes, so you go from nimishena, an eye blink, and the eyes, pravishayitam, are streaming with tears from the eyes. Tears fall like torrents of rain. Shunyaitam, here's the famous shunya, void, but this time, jagatsavam, the whole jagat, the whole universe, appears like empty or vacant. Govinda virahename, because of my separation, viraha means separation. One word for separation is viraha, from Govinda. When this is discussed in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the last chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anchalila 20, I'm starting at text 38, there's a narration. Separation from Krishna awoke various mellows of distress, lamentation, and humility. Thus Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke like a crazy man, and in the same verse, Yugaitam Mishena is given. And then in Bengali, in my agitation, a day never ends, or every moment seems like a millennium. Pouring incessant tears, my eyes are like clouds in the rainy season. The three worlds have become void because of separation from Govinda. I feel as if I were burning alive in a slow fire. Lord Krishna has become indifferent to me just to test my love, and my friends say better to disregard him. While Srimati Radharani was thinking in this way, the characteristics of natural love became manifest because of her pure heart. Notice Srimati Radharani. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking, but now he's entirely speaking in the voice of Radharani. These last two voices are in her voice. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is experiencing her feelings, and they're being conveyed to us here. So in the Bengali that comes after the verses, a few things are added. Burning alive in a slow fire. And the sense that Krishna's become indifferent, but it's just to test my love. My friends are saying, better disregard him. Now, what kind of a guy is he anyway? But she can't, of course. In this case, they're always friends that give you advice. It's characteristic. So, here, this indicates, as I said, the stage of now attaining, we've gone from sadhana to bhava bhakti and prema bhakti. And this is a perfectional stage. The last three are perfectional stages 6, 7, and 8. Notice, you think perfection is the superlative degree, but Prabhupada talks about the highest. There are stages of perfection also. So this is your stages of perfection. So it begins with bhava, and then prema. So this indicates prema. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur here explains what that means. We mentioned this before. The stage of bhava, that's also called rati. I wrote these down so I have the right spelling. That's also called rati. R-A-T-I, with a short A, rati, which is feeling or affection.
And so this rati, when it becomes one of the components of rasa, it is now called, I think it's STH.
Prabhupada calls that steady or continuous ecstasy. This is what is unchanged. And in this is embodied your basic relationship to Krishna, fraternal, parental, conjugal, servitorship. That's expressed in this sthayi bhava, the sort of the underlying thing. And then, so there are the definition. I should give the definition, because I brought this book here just to give it to you. The definition of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says here, this is from Majjalila 23. He's teaching Sanatana Goswami. And of course it's interesting that in here are Sanskrit quotations that appear in a later event, the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So he describes here, we've discussed this bhava, emotional. Now he says, we've discussed that, now let us hear, you should hear the symptoms of prema. And then here's this verse. This is Majjha 23, text 7, which is also Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 141. Samyan masrinita swanto mamatva atishaya ankitaha bhava saiva sandratma buddhai prema nugatyate. When that bhava softens the heart completely. Now, what does that mean? Well, you have to experience. Oh, that's what they mean. Because it means the capacity for feeling enlarges more and more and more when the heart becomes soft. But we haven't really experienced in the material world anything like that capacity. So the heart softens completely, becomes endowed with a great feeling of possessiveness in relationship to the Lord. Mamatva, the sense of possessiveness. That's the second characteristic. And becomes very much condensed and intensified. Sandramata. Sandra Atma, whose nature is very boiled down. Remember, the process is compared to the taking of sugarcane juice and then boiling it so it becomes more and more condensed and therefore sweeter, at least, and providing. When these things are there, it's condensed, and then it also has this, the softness of the heart and the sense of ownership. It's condensed and intensified. This is called prema. And then he quotes from the Narada Pancharatra, when one develops an unflinching sense of ownership or possessiveness in relation to Lord Vishnu, or in other words, when one thinks Vishnu and no one else to be the only object of love, such an awakening is called bhakti by exalted persons like Bhishma, Prahlad, Uddhava, and Narada. Well, that's this definition. This intensification of and concentration of bhava. So then it goes on to say that then, of course, in prema, there are different stages of development. They're called sneha, mana, pranaya, raga, anuraga, bhava, and mahabhava. It goes further and further on. Then he describes how this develops into prema. First, he talks about the five sthayi bhavas. These five transcendental mellows exist permanently. The devotee may be attracted to one of these mellows and thus he becomes happy. Krishna also becomes inclined to such a devotee and comes under his control. When the permanent ecstasies, the sthayi bhava, are mixed with other ingredients, devotional service and love of God is transformed and becomes composed of transcendental metals. He says here, rasa, rupe. So these things are then the other ingredients.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks about vibhava. That's the second one. Vibhava. These are all technical terms, but what it means are the things that give rise to or occasion for feeling. I think Prabhupada calls them impetuses for ecstatic love. Something like that. First of all, there are Krishna. It's the cause for tasting rati. Krishna. Krishna's devotees. There's an intricate system of categorizing everything. This is scholasticism. It's really always strikes me as amazing that here are people feeling these incredible ecstasies, and then they sit down and they analyze them and put everything in its little box in its right category. You know, that's so far out. Krishna, his devotees, then Krishna's qualities, his character traits, his bodily features, his activities, adventures, decorations, his dress, all these different things. Those things which stimulate or produce a particular feeling, these are all called vibhava. Then the next component is called anubhava. Have you had this already in your classes? You don't do this, go this far, nectar of the ocean, do you? Yeah. So then it's not exactly. Anubhava. Anu means after or subsequent, literally, but the list. Okay. These are various bodily activities or actions that result from an excess of feeling. They surge upward, and their expression in a bodily action, an outward bodily action, both brings relief and also makes the feeling stronger. I forgot how many there are of these. I'll go back to that. That's the Anubhavas.
Then the one we've already discussed, Sattvika Bhava.
Like Anubhava, these are also physical. And the Sattvika Bhava is already characteristic when the Ruddhi is beginning to manifest. And then finally, Vyabhachari. Sometimes called, I think it's also called Sanchari Bhava too.
How do you spell that?
B-H. Of which there's 33 Vyabhachari Bhava.
Vyabhachari Bhava
means, the word Vyabhachari means change, alteration, variability, deviation. So these are 33 transitory, they're states of mind, as contrasted with Anubhava. Various transitory states of mind that sort of add spice and variety to what you're feeling. And also, so they're enhancers of taste also, these Vyabhachari Bhavas. These five things mixing together, cooked up nicely, is prema. It's what happens in prema. Well, not yet. This is what happens in prema. And this, the all together is really a developed rasa. From rati to rasa means this. All these things join in together. Then you get the full-blown rasa. So this is all leads to intensification and heightening of feelings, almost inconceivable degree. Sometimes they're hard to understand. I guess once you've been there, you'll know what they're talking about. For example, Dhanadhar Swami says in this book that the difference between Sattvika Bhava is they are involuntary, but the Anubhava you can decide whether or not to express it or not. But Anubhava has things like hiccups. I mean, I don't see that that's really can be the distinction. Hiccuping is an Anubhava. Foaming at the mouth is an Anubhava. I don't. It seems to me that the difference is that the sattvika bhavas happen at a more fundamental physiological level, involving the basic elements of the body: earth, water, fire, air, and space. And so they're very profound. Whereas the different anubhavas don't happen on such a deep physiological level. Let me tell you some of the anubhavas. They're in here somewhere. There's a list. Yeah. Singing, loudly yawning,
breathing heavily, neglecting the presence of others, foaming at the mouth, when Lord Chaitanya was at Rath Yatra, this was seen.
Baba translates that as drooling.
Yeah, he does translate it as drooling, but it's more like foaming. Lalasrava. Hankara, roaring. Bleeding. See, that's why I'm bleeding? I mean, how can that be said? You know, something you can decide to do or not. Blood came out of his skin pores, out of Mahaprabhu's skin pores sometimes. It was an ecstasy. Swelling of the limbs, another thing that happened to Mahaprabhu. Then there's the ones that are more bodily movement, dancing, rolling on the ground, stretching the body, crying loudly, laughing like a madman. Gurna, wheeling of the head, alternate translation is staggering, and hikka, which in English is hikka, or belching, hikka. These are listed as the anubhavas. Whereas the avachari are emotional states. States that are characterized like that. Disappointment or self-disparagement, frustration or lamentation, dainya, humility, glani, depression or guilt, shrama, mada, garva, where there's 33 here, drowsiness, sleep. Anyway, all of these are words that are used here to designate various transitory states that enhance ecstasy. So they're not what we might experience separate from love of God. But anyway, in the Nectar of Devotion, they go through, you know, every one of them is documented with a citation of how this happened. So, yeah.
One thing is also noticing the difference between anubhava and satyagavana. I mean, anubhu means to perceive something, and the anubhava seems to be much more externally perceivable, like much more grossly manifest. Whereas the satyagavana is like the standing of the hair on end, you have to get pretty close and look, whereas the person feels them, but they're not so directly perceivable to the outside world.
I'm trying to think. Let's see. Falling over as though dead. I don't know if that really holds out for all. Being, you know, paralyzed. I don't know. Trembling. Maybe it could be a slight quiver, but I can imagine. Yeah, well, maybe. Maybe that's what it is.
Also, they have translated here La La Shava as flow of saliva.
Yeah. Drooling. Okay. Anyway, those that's just to give you the what actually happens as you go to this stage of prema. So this bhakti, when Rati Bhakti reaches the stage of Stayi Bhava, or constancy in spiritual emotions, then in the mixing together with the other four bhavas, vibhava, anubhava, sattvika, and vyavachari, it becomes transformed into bhakti ras, the sweet mellow of devotional service. And then he gives the same definition of prema that I read by Rupa Goswami. And he talks about the development of these different stages of prema, pranaya, mana, sneha, ragu, anuragu, bhava, and maha.